I do have a reputation of being quite a bad Christmas present buyer.
Yeah.
What's the worst thing I ever bought you?
You buy them all from China. You bought me a spray can of fake snow.
I did, yeah.
I didn't really know what to do with that one. I think it lived in my drawer for a year and then I binned it.
Yeah, that happens a lot of my presents. I got last year I got you, you have a little egg maker on your desk. And last year I got you a cute little Japanese egg maker that makes kind of little hard boiled. You didn't use that either, did you?
I haven't opened it.
How do you even know if it's a good present? It could be the best present ever. I mean, opened
it.
How
is it? No, because what it does is, I have to do something with the egg that separates the egg white and the egg yolk, and then it turns the yolk into a different shit, like a love heart or a star. Or
how good is that?
In the egg. Listen, I don't have the time to be. Anyway, yeah, you wouldn't be great at present giving.
No, and then my missus, in fairness to her, like, she's not innocent in this whole thing of me buying her a bin. In Christmas, I think it was 2013. She bought me a Learn Spanish CD set and an exercise bike. I was like, what? Like, talk about improve yourself Christmas. Like, I get the message.
She was just preempting your New Year's resolutions, maybe.
Man, I was like, that was proper insulting. Someone else says, for Christmas, my mom gave me coupons to a restaurant that had recently gone out of business. An apple wrapped in gold foil.
Oh, amazing.
What is the worst Christmas present you've ever gotten or been given? No, that's the same thing. Gotten or given. You can let us know on 087-4100-102.
My lovely granny once bought me a 5-pack of Knickers for Christmas. I think I was about 7. And look, I'm sure my parents were like, yes, we don't have to buy them now.
Very helpful.
Very helpful.
A 7-year-old does not want a helpful present. Did they even have, like, you know, Disney princesses on them?
I don't even know what they look like. I think I just handed them to my mother.
Right, 087-4100-102. What is the worst Christmas present you've gotten or the worst one you're willing to admit that you gave to someone? Actually, you know what? Let's go to the phones first and we'll talk to Jane, who's in Tipperary. Hi, Jane.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
I'm all right. What's the worst Christmas present you ever got?
Well, about 2 years ago, I thought my partner was actually doing something really exciting for me because he was being very secretive and, you know, kind of building up the whole surprise element of it. And I got a lawnmower. Now, I don't even cut the grass at home. So,
really?
But he kind of then sort of like saw the disappointment in it and said, it's okay, I have another surprise for you.
Oh, excellent.
So it was kind of brilliant. And I got a carbon monoxide alarm.
Jane! I don't feel bad about my bin at all now. So he got himself effectively a lawnmower and got you a carbon monoxide alarm.
Now, don't get me wrong, it's a state-of-the-art lawnmower. It moves on its own and it does all sorts of things, but yeah.
Yeah, you don't want it though.
No.
And do you think he's going to make up for it this year with something really important and nice?
No, he's never been the best for presents. I just thought, I was actually expecting a little trip to Italy that year that I got that. So, you know, I'm clear to this stage now. I'm at this stage where I kind of don't have high hopes for anything.
No, keep your expectations manageable, I suggest.
Absolutely, absolutely.
All right, Jane, have a great Christmas one way or the other.
And you, Dave.
See
you.
Bye. Sarah and Lucan says the worst Christmas present I ever got was a pair of control pants from my stepmother. I was in my late 20s. I love this one from Alex in Cork. She says, I couldn't stand a girl in work. I drew her in Secret Santa. There was a 10 euro cap on the gift, so I got her a €9.99 one-way Ryanair flight to Newquay. Get out. Julie's been on as well.
When I was in college, I was very short of money and could barely afford the essentials. So one Christmas, my mom and dad got me a box of tampons and some vitamins. Best present ever.
I actually think that might be the winner so far. Oh my God, that's amazing. My father-in-law once gave me a Gok Wan set, says Lucy, called How to Look Good Naked. And he gave it to me in front of the entire family, together with a pretend dog, because I'd gotten a real puppy earlier on that year. And then she just puts in 4 question marks. Joe says, I was 12. I'm the youngest of 6 in the family. So I got 5 scarves and a tape of the Wolf Tones. And speaking of rip-off leather stuff, someone says, I once got my brother the new All Blacks jersey. I think it cost me £50 at the time. He got me a fake Calvin Klein belt that he'd bought on a beach in Gran Canaria. I'm still raging. Maria wandered around the office today to have a chat to people and see exactly what they had gotten as the worst Christmas present ever.
One time, my nan gave me a set of really nice plates, but like... I live at home with my parents, so what am I supposed to do with that? So they're just in my room.
My auntie 1 year gave me a Christmas stocking full of books, and I actually hate reading, and my sister's got chocolate CDs, one of them even got a stereo, and I just got a stocking full of books, so was not happy, cried for 20 minutes.
My mum bought me a pair of earrings for Christmas, but I didn't have my ears pierced, so I couldn't use them.
No, but I bought Aoife the worst one ever. First Christmas, I bought her Arnica. She plays basketball and she got bruises, and I meant to buy her more stuff, but I went on the beer down in Galway. And I just bought this little thing of Arnica, thinking it was a little stocking filler, and that's all I ended up with, because it was like 2 days beforehand. So I had to go up to her house with just a little thing of Arnica, and all her family were there, and I was like, this is what you're getting for the next lifetime.
The brilliant Stewie Griffin there. What a present. Right, what we got to do here is hit a couple of buttons.
And
then
married.
They got married. Yeah, in fairness, she did marry him, so she can't have been that upset about the Arnica. When I was 10, says John, in Sao Paulo. How are you, John, in Sao Paulo? When I was 10... a friend of my mother got me a hat with my full name stitched across the front. I still remember the horror of having to wear it every time she came around. Now, John, if you're in Sao Paulo, does that mean you're Brazilian? Because Brazilians tend to have really long names. I know they go by one, but they do have a lot of names. That would be amazing if it was like five or six different names in the front of a hat. An ex-girlfriend of mine once gave me a heart pressure monitor for Christmas. I was in my mid-20s at the time. Maybe now when I'm turning 40, I could use it. Possibly. Someone else says, my dad's the ultimate Christmas present giver, Dave. He likes practical presents. 1 year he got me a fire extinguisher for the house in case of emergencies, and the following year got me a fireproof safe to hold all of our valuables. I love them to bits, but oh my God. Dave, I've received a list of useful Christmas gifts from my then boyfriend, now husband, says Anne in Waterford. In no particular order, there were a coffee machine, teaspoons, a pink tool belt, a rechargeable hot water bottle, a sat nav. Each gift was in its own right thoughtful and even has attempted a bit of humour. But as a result, we now have a no plug on the gift rule.
Oh.
That works as long as he's not buying you one of those Dyson air wraps we were giving away last week that every woman seems to want. And my brother used to buy all of our presents on Christmas Eve in between a few drinks. One year, Pat, my sister and I, got porcelain dolls on stands. We were 19 and 25 at the time. Eventually, somehow, he got married, says Eleanor. Doyler's been on to us with a story about his childhood.
Hi, Dermot and Dave. So, 1 year, I got the A-Team jet, which sounds like an amazing present. Yeah. It was. Until 2 minutes after I got it, my dad broke the wing off because he thought the missiles would fire out of it. So fast forward to the first yard after Christmas when everybody has their new runners and they're swapping top trumps and they're playing Tonka trucks and all the new toys are out. And obviously I had been telling people that I was getting the A-Team jet. So everyone's like, oh, where's your A-Team jet? And I had to say, oh no, I had to send it back to Santa because, you know, he didn't make it right and the wing broke. And one of the guys, I'll never forget it, Kevin Lewis turned around and said, there's no such thing as the A-Team jet. Your BA doesn't even like flying. I was absolutely devastated.
You poor man. And Stephanie, what about you?
Okay, this isn't Christmas present related, but about 20 years ago when my sister made her confirmation, she got this fabulous new hairdryer with all these lovely attachments. So fast forward 2 years, I was making my confirmation and my mother gets me a Child of Prague statue.
The sigh at the end.
I cannot believe
that's so unfair.